Hello everyone, I'm Brophy1322 and welcome to the 11th episode of the Choking Hazard podcast with my co-hosts Sugarfree Nos and RDT. This week we're going to be talking about our favourite GTA games, what we think the best GTA games are. I'm going to talk about the GTA franchise in general and just give our thoughts. It's kind of a follow-on from last week's topic where we talked about our favourite games in general, video game nostalgia. What did you guys think of that one? Because I enjoyed that one. It was one of my favourite podcasts so far, I think.
I feel like there was a lot that we could have talked about and a lot that we did talk about.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Still so much to cover, but you know, that you can't just go through an entire history of someone's games in an hour.
No, you cannot, yeah. But it's still a good episode.
I think
one of the better ones we've done.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that topic may come up again because, like you said, there is so much to cover when it comes to previous games. I think we should start talking a little bit more about upcoming games as well and mm-hmm. what's happening in the gaming industry in general we could talk about. You know, that there's stories recently of game devs once again trying to sue reviewers on Steam for leaving bad reviews and all this kind
of
stuff.
That's always, you
know, fun. We can start talking about stuff like that, I think. But yeah, I would definitely recommend if anybody hasn't watched last week's podcast. This is kind of a follow-on from that one. So yeah, go give it a watch. It was. I'll listen, I guess. You don't need to actually watch it.
Yeah, you can. There's the audio version available on iTunes to listen to while you were driving down the road and pretend that I'm a radio host, as I would love for you to do.
There's our mandatory shout-out to everybody listening in their cars.
Yeah, mandatory shout-out. They always get my love. Always.
There was someone who left a comment on last week saying, listen to it on the way to work. Hell, I listened to it at work.
Yeah, that was great.
Even better.
Just don't get caught. That could be bad. We don't want you to get fired over the podcast.
Yeah, we don't want you playing Pilsner at work.
Cool. Less said about that, the better, I think. I wonder how many people actually went and looked at that.
If you want to get in on that joke, watch the last episode.
Yeah. Funnily enough, one of the podcasts, pretty much the only podcast I listen to in general, is from CGP Grey and Brady Haran, Hello Internet, and they have this thing that they do where they see sort of they get pictures people to send in of where they've listened to the podcast from. Maybe we need to start doing things like that if someone gets
a screenshot on iTunes or something. We've already Twitter from you. There's been some people.
Yeah,
podcast and with the MCC as well, tweeting you pictures of what they're watching us on. So
what you're drinking. Tweet me what you're drinking.
We need the tweets of drink.
RDT's Twitter link is down below, so tweet him alcohol. Probably. He needs it.
All right, so the topic of conversation for this week is primarily going to be about GTA, and I guess we could start off with the old GTA games because I haven't actually played them, and they're not renowned. They're not known for being the amazing franchise that it is right now. You know, that kind of started with GTA 3. So, does anybody have anything to input on, you know, GTA, the original version, the top-down stuff, and then I think there was London, wasn't there? And then GTA 2.
Yeah. And then is GTA Advanced a thing? I think something like that, or something. I don't know. I don't know much
about
the series.
Should have done some research before we started this
topic. Yeah, maybe we should have. Yeah,
possibly. Well, to be fair, I feel like we know most stuff about GTA right now. It's just these pre-GTA 3 games in particular that I don't know anything about really.
Yeah, I know that they were top down and they featured like I know some of the gangs in them because they're the OGA gangs on GTA forums. But other than that, I have no clue.
And they incite violence in the real world.
Yes, they do. Yes, this is confirmed.
I know that they used to have a top-down view on GTA 3. I don't think it actually made it into Vice City, but I'm pretty sure that was looking back to the old GTA games, with it being the first 3D era game. Chinatown Wars Was that top down? I thought it was kind of like it was. I thought it was like a hybrid of top down and.
I believe it was straight up. It was top down. It was on the Nintendo DS, and it was highly regarded as a very good game.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. I haven't played it. I've played. Yeah, let's talk about what we've played. Actually, go through the GTA series. Which one? Which games have you actually played?
I've played. Go ahead, RDT. We're done at the same time.
I played 3 to 5, but not Chinatown Wars. So
don't forget Vice City Stories and Liberty City Stories. You played those?
I've played, I think, Liberty Cities. No, wait. I think Vice City Stories. Vice City Stories for sure.
Yeah.
We also have a top-down view on GTA 5, Bruffy. It's called Tiny Races.
Oh boy.
Don't mention that.
Don't get me started
on that game mode. What about you, Nos?
I've played everything in the 3D era and the HD era. So three, Vice City, San Andreas, Vice City Stories, Liberty City Stories, and 4 and 5. So
had you played Chinatown Wars as well?
I have not. I owned a DS for about 5 minutes and realized all the games on there were for children, so I got rid of it. And I've just triggered every Nintendo fan that we have.
Yeah, maybe there's going to be some controversial ideas in this one when we talk about which one is our favorite. I guess I'm the same, because I've played all the 3D era games and the HD era games, but not Chinatown Wars. Did you guys
done Vice City and Liberty City Stories as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't remember. Because I played Liberty City Stories and Vice City Stories on the PSP. But I know that I finished Liberty City Stories, but I can't remember if I finished Vice City Stories.
City Stories recently on PCSX2 myself. And it was a decent experience.
I remember playing Vice City Stories on my friend's PSP, I think.
But it's not like on the level of regular Vice City, though, right?
No. It's mainly for, like, you want to go back to somewhere that you know intimately, but you want it to be a new experience.
Yeah,
that's what Vice City Stories is for.
It's set a year before, right, isn't it?
You play as Lance's brother.
Yeah.
You play as Vic.
So it's like an alternative story. It's not a main series game, but it's still... I guess you could kind of say that it's similar to...
It is heavily involved in Vice City's story, though.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I was going to say, like, it's kind of like the Lost and the Damned and the Ballad of Gay Tony were to GTA 4. Vice City Stories is to GTA Vice City and Liberty City Stories is to GTA 3, I guess you could say. What about... Did you guys play GTA 3, like, when it first came out? Or have you played it since?
Yes.
Which one? I played it... on PS2. Here, I'll talk over RDT. I played it. I don't know. It wasn't when it came out, but it was definitely on the PS2 very early, very very early in the 2000s. And then I've actually played through it in May of this year. Yeah, okay. I played through it, so not too long ago. But I've played all the way through GTA 3. So.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy. One of my friends from back in the day, his father really liked playing that game, so they would share a memory card and play off each other. So whenever I'll go to his house, I'd play it. I said that story last week about the first time I ever said jackass, you know, the worst word in the world at that time. And so that was playing GTA 3 back when it came out.
Okay, yeah, same. So I'm guessing GTA 3 was all of our first GTA games, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
It was for me, and that, like I said last week, GTA 3 was the game that I had, that I saw around one of my friend's houses, and,
always the friend's house. Why is the kid in the trailer the only one who actually has the game? Goodness.
Well, like, no, I first played it around his house, and that was what made me buy a PS2 for that game. And I've played it, I must have played it 6, 7, 8 times through now. I mean, I've completed the main series games 100% from 3 to 5, but not, you know, Liberty City Stories, I didn't complete 100%. Same with Lost and the Damned and things like that. But 3, Vice City, San Andreas, 4 and 5, all 100% completed. And 3 was, you know, the first the first of that. What a great game 3 was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It
revolutionized everything. Like
Virtual slaughter. It really did.
That was just insane. Like when you consider the games that they had at that time, and then for GTA 3 to drop, just what an unbelievable experience. If anybody hasn't played GTA 3, I think you gotta play it. You gotta play all the main series games, really.
Yeah, yeah. You need to play all the 3 era. Absolutely. Yeah. I would say that GTA 3 is definitely aged the worst out of all of them, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of playing it today. But it's still a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think GTA 3 just set the scene. It really did. It was
so revolutionary for the time. It really doesn't matter how it holds up, you know?
Yeah, so. I think GTA 5 and how big that is, that was built off of what was created all the way back then with GTA 3. So, great game, that one.
That's generally how sequels work, I think. you kind of try to make things better. I don't know. That's just my crazy theory. But, yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah, but what do I know?
Making things better. We'll get onto that later on.
Oh goodness, watch out.
I think we've all got the nostalgia for the 3D era. Like they could do, I don't think they can do anything wrong. Those all three of those games were just fantastic.
except be overwhelmingly difficult and frustrating at times. That's the only thing that they can do wrong.
I think back when games had some level of difficulty
challenge.
Yeah, the GTA 3 intro music as well. That gets me. That really does get me. Yeah, it gets me every time.
Scatman Nas.
What about Vice City then? Let's move on, because I want to talk about radio stations. I was just about to mention radio stations for GTA 3, but we'll save radio stations for later on after we've talked about the actual games. But what about Vice City? What are you guys making Vice City in comparison to? Well, in comparison to all the GTA games, I guess.
Vice City was the first time... Playing Vice City was the first time I ever pulled an all-nighter. Because it was me and my current best friend. We were hanging out. We were sleeping over at another friend's house. The other kid went to bed, like, way early. And we were like, oh, we're just going to stay up a little bit longer to play Vice City. And we just played the entire night. It was ridiculous. It was, like... And we just got up in the morning, and the other kid was like, hey, you want to go fishing? We're like, nah, I want to sleep and not play this game anymore. It was crazy. It was that good. It was that much different from GTA 3 for me. I enjoy Vice City more, I think, progressively in the 3D era. Personally, I like them first to third in descending order. So, like, San Andreas, I like the best, then Vice City, and then 3.
I think that's a common theme. I don't know about what you think, Nos. Do you agree with that?
I kind of agree. I've got to say that Vice City has by far the most compelling theme and the most compelling world. And in my opinion, I enjoyed the characters of Vice City more than any others in the 3D era. I mean, well, any others. You just have San Andreas to really compare it to. GTA 3 was, you know, it had characters, but they were, you know, they were just a means to make you go blow stuff up, I think, for the most part. But Vice City's theme and aesthetic and everything was just so compelling that's what it... I think it's my favorite GTA of the 3D era, but I understand that it's not the best. I do think that San Andreas is the best of the 3D era, because the quantity and quality of things to do, the size of the world for the time that it was developed, and... just the amount of vehicles, the amount of things you can own, the amount of things you can do, the customization, everything about San Andreas was just so, I mean, it has more customization and compelling things to do than modern games. Most modern games do. In fact, I would say that it has more to do than GTA 5 single player.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So San Andreas is absolutely the best of the 3D era, in my opinion, but that doesn't mean it has to be your favorite. Just because it is measurably the best. So that's my opinion on the 3D era. And then GTA 3 is great too, and you know, all fine. But it definitely doesn't hold up as well as the other two as an experience.
I think GTA 3 gives me the biggest feeling of nostalgia, especially when that music pops up.
Yeah, it is. I would say that's the best theme music of all the GTAs.
Yeah, actually, I would say. Yeah. That intro is amazing. But I think Vice City, I mentioned this last week when we talked about our favorite games. Vice City is my favorite of all the games, all the GTAs. It gave me the best experiences. I mean, when you think about it, when you look back at Vice City and you see the character actors, the voice actors that they had, they were in big stars, and they probably didn't
Ray Liotta. Yeah, Ray Liotta is the main character.
I know Samuel Jackson was in San Andreas, and you could say he's a big one. But I think the sheer quantity of incredibly talented voice actors for Vice City, you don't see that in games now. I think back then they probably did it just, you know, they didn't have to pay them big bucks or anything for it, which they would have to do now for these AAA games. But that was a first, and the characters, the storyline, the theme, the areas that you just in it ticked every single box. Vice City, I think, it picked the perfect time to set that game in that world, and with all the voice actors and the storyline that they had, and just all the crazy stuff that you could do, and the improvements that they'd made from GTA 3, just that definitely ranks as my highest, my favorite of all the GTA games. And obviously we went back and played it during the 24-hour stream, and that was the game that single-handedly got me through that 24-hour stream, being able to go back and play that game when I was feeling bad, feeling down, feeling like I wasn't going to make it. There were certainly moments like that. I loaded up Vice City and I just sat and played it, and it got me through so much.
Powerful game.
Yeah.
And get you through that.
I think that was the first GTA that I 100%ed as well. I went back and 100%ed GTA 3 after this, but I think that was the first one, just because I did everything in it. And what I used to enjoy the most was towards the end of the storyline, you could buy properties, and like that for a game back then. One of my favorite things was to buy the auto shop where it had all the and then you did various missions and you got the cars to show up in the showroom. That was just things like
just
that. Just
owning things and building things in a game is so compelling, instead of just, you know, mission, you know.
Yeah, and then the story's over.
Stuff.
You can own stuff, you can make a return on your investment, you can do these extra things to improve what you have. And there was the Deluxo as well. I got the Deluxo, and I put the cars can drive on water cheat so that the wheels flip up. So it was like the DeLorean from the future.
That's another topic altogether about old GTAs, is the quality of cheats.
Yeah.
If you, as a kid, didn't have a piece of paper with all the cheats written down on it.
Oh, piece of paper? What kind of peasantry is that? I had the book, my man.
That's not the real experience. You got to go on your favorite cheat website.
CheatCC.com.
CheatCC, man. What a...
Game Winners was mine. I always loved that. Dude, and just like in pencil, you write it down. You know, infinite ammo cheat, cars fly. Oh.
Now,
so great.
Now those would be microtransactioned things like that. GTA Vice City was, and I think I've seen interviews from, I think it's the Hauser brothers from since then, where they said Vice City was the game where things just went beyond the level that they could have ever imagined. Like, that was GTA 3 gave them the stepping stone and the notoriety of creating such an amazing experience, and then Vice City, they couldn't handle what happened after that. So, you know, it was a really, really good guess. My favorite, it is my favorite of the GTA games. It's one of my top five games of all time. But I can understand why the favorite game of most people from the 3D era is San Andreas. And, you know, it's been said already that there's so much to do in it. It's got everything. It had a huge cargo plane as well hidden away. It had jetpacks. It was just wild. It was everything that everybody could have imagined that they would have wanted whilst playing GTA 3 or Vice City. It was all of that put into a game. And they couldn't fail with that. And I think most people who are maybe watching now who have now grown up to our age, San Andreas was probably the majority of people's first game, I think. Or at least the one that,
Left the biggest impression.
Yeah, Vice City they may have played a little bit and then enjoyed it, but then San Andreas comes along and it just has everything. What are your experiences of San Andreas?
I didn't play San Andreas that much. Like, I didn't go in 100% it or anything, but it just roaming around the world and driving the car, just how big the world was just so impressive. I mean, everything's kind of small when you're younger anyway, seems big when you're younger.
Yeah.
And you go back now and you can go grab a Luxor from the airport in Los Santos and be in Las Venturas in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, the world isn't that big, but the world is dense. And that's what I think that, for instance, GTA 5 is missing with its map. It's got all the space, but so much of it is not really used. Yeah. San Andreas doesn't have that. Every single pixel of land is relevant in that game. It goes and ties into something, So that it's just going around the world was the biggest thing for me. And I love the basketball mini game for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, really.
That was the other thing. So I drove around and played basketball. That was about it.
It was getting very close to like RPG territory with you had to eat. You had to go work out, and if you didn't, if you ate too much, you would get fat, and vice versa. And you can change on your hairstyles. And when you think now, we think, we're paying fake money to be able to change our hairstyles in GTA Online. But you could do it in San Andreas back then. And that was years and years ago. I think I need to go back and play San Andreas, actually, because the things that I'm thinking of now.
I think so, too.
It's been a long time. And all the car modifications and customizations that you could do so far ahead of its time.
Yeah, it really was. And I think that's why a lot of people were upset when GTA 4 didn't have all that stuff.
Yeah, the car customization was a big, big omission.
GTA 4 was a big difference to what people had gotten used to with the GTA series.
Yes. Mm-mm.
But my experience with San Andreas is, again, I don't remember which is the first one that I've actually owned, which GTA I actually owned, because I was always at friends' house because they always had it, so... but one of my favorite things to do was always get the second controller, find those two player spots, and just cause mayhem with my buddies.
Oh, well, like, see, I had no friends, so I didn't get that experience, but I
forgot you could do that.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And it kind of always sucked because one of them is always CJ. So he's always way better than you. He's faster than you, swimming faster than you, and you're trying to,
you had to share. It wasn't split screen. Like, you were both on the same screen, and you had to stay close together.
Yeah.
So I imagine CJ would have to wait for people to get called up.
Come on, slow down. But yeah, just, I love that story. I love the time, like the setting and everything. And especially the radio stations. I'm a big hip hop fan, as some people probably know. And so the music on there, it's got great classic rock. It's got great hip hop, and in the time period, it would be modern hip hop, but that's old school now. So, I think San Andreas is my favorite.
I think all San Andreas and Vice City, in particular, those two stand out as hitting the perfect time period to create a game and getting the perfect story around that time period. Yes. They both just tapped into that perfectly with the 80s from Vice City, and then the late 90s for
not just 80s. Like, if it was just 80s, it could possibly be boring. This is 80s Vice. This is Miami. Yeah. This is absolutely. Pastel suits, Cokes, and Coke and fast cars.
Yeah.
That's the era I want to be in the 80s.
And then you've got the 90s LA, you know.
Yeah.
And
the gang scene.
Yeah, it was. They were the best at doing that. And I think they couldn't do anything wrong, those games. They just got better and better and better, added more stuff and more stuff. More things that you didn't think were possible. I remember when I finished the San Andreas 100%, and you got the Hydra on top of the house at in Grove Street, and it's like, just it was totally it was, for most of it was pretty standard, but it had touches of ridiculousness, which I kind of had its own appeal to it. It wasn't all out ridiculousness now, like what you see sort of, I guess now with GTA Online, sorry. But it just had these hints of ridiculousness that everybody, you know, you had that. It was only one mission where you had the jetpack, but then you could obviously use it later on. And now I think about it, there was so much going on in that game.
If you only did that one mission with the jetpack, I don't know what's wrong with you.
In regular gameplay of just playing the game straight through, you would only end up doing that one mission with the jetpack. But
yeah, you
could
get
then
the jetpack.
Well, no, you went to get the jetpack, and then you used the jetpack to steal from the train. I know. So it might have been two missions.
Oh, right.
Or was that all on the
missions.
Same mission?
Okay. I can't remember whether that was all on the same mission. It might not have been.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I haven't played it, actually. I've played GTA 3 and Vice City since, and quite recently, obviously, with Vice City. But I haven't actually gone back and played San Andreas since completing it back in the day.
So I would highly recommend it then.
Yeah, that's the one that has been the longest since I've played it. So I think I need to go back and give that one another go.
Yeah. You got Crazy Catalina.
And it had the tie-in with GTA 3 as well. That was fantastic. With obviously Catalina was the main villain in GTA 3. Mm. And you had Claude, the main character from GTA 3, make an appearance in San Andreas because it was set beforehand. Things like that were just fantastic as well. So I can understand why San Andreas is the one that people enjoy the most and is put as their favorite. I agree that it was easily the best of the 3D era, and you could argue that it was better than, I mean, depending on what you want from a game, you could argue that it was better than 4 or even 5, depending on, you know, what you like about games.
Yeah.
But it's not my personal favorite, but I rate all of the 3D era games higher than the HD era games, to be honest. And maybe there's some nostalgia in that as well. But personally for me, it goes Vice City, then GTA 3, then San Andreas. But they're all very close together.
Really?
And
you
all
GTA 3 more?
I do. I think it's just the nostalgia. I spent so much time on that game. And I just love the radio, the setting, the cars, it probably is more nostalgia than anything else, but it just takes me back.
There are a lot of flaws in GTA 3.
Oh,
when you go back.
Yeah, absolutely. But it just, from a gameplay storyline experience, just going through that game, it's just great. So it's very close, and I can understand why people would certainly disagree with me putting that above San Andreas, but I'm certain that nostalgia plays more of a factor than that. Since it was the first GTA game I experienced, and it made me buy a PS2, you know, that's pretty hard to go against. All right then, GTA 4. I'm not going to give any thoughts about GTA 4 yet. You guys go first.
Yeah, you're the one with the most experience in GTA 4, I think.
Yeah.
But I personally love GTA 4. I don't get the hate. Like, I mean, it's such a change from the rest of the games, but I love the game. I think, you know, they went for a gritty, authentic, dark story, and I think it worked. I think the world worked. I think even the driving handling worked. The handling is not realistic, but it is authentic in a way. It is somewhat authentic. Or it gives you the feel of authenticity. Like, it is not realistic. All cars do not turn you this far whenever you go around the bend in 20. But, you know, just the handling, it was such a different feel. It was such a different experience. It was such a change. And I really liked it. I really did like it. So, you know, I don't get how anyone could dislike it, honestly. But, you know, it's just, you know, and it had its moments of humor in there. But for the most part, it was serious. And, it, you know, I just like it.
I can see somebody disliking GTA 4 if you compare it to its predecessors.
Yeah,
if you take GTA 4 as its own game and like a new direction by Rockstar, I really enjoy GTA 4. Yes. I think it's a great game. It's got a great story, a compelling first, you know, character, kind of a gritty setting, and I do like the realism. It's raw. It seems like they really took away all that ridiculousness that San Andreas was building up. Like the fact that you could steal a hydro jet or a jetpack, and just kind of brought it back to a more realistic environment. And I like that. And I like the story, but there are things that are missing. Just like that stick out like sore thumbs, like the customization.
Yeah, because there's a distinct lack of customization. There's in cars and in Nico, his custom, you could customize him a bit, but it was pretty weak customization.
You can change his clothes.
Yeah,
and
like you should at least be able to grow out the man's hair, or give him a beard or something. Come on.
Yeah.
So,
and also, there's almost no need for money.
You don't
GTA
buy
4.
Anything. So,
unless you're buying clothes. So that's kind of like we were talking with Vice City and San Andreas. It's fun to buy properties and buy things. And that's why you play the game, because you feel like you're earning something. I get playing a game to move a story along, but if it's an open world game, I feel like you should be able to reap the benefits of what you've done in the missions.
There was definitely less sandbox experience in GTA 4. Absolutely.
So, I mean, all in all, I think it's a great game. I enjoy it. Compared to the rest of them, not fantastic.
Yeah. I would say that I would put GTA 4 above GTA 3 myself, with my fresh eyes on it, having played it not too much or too long ago, just a couple months ago. I would definitely put GTA 4 above GTA 3, in my opinion. GTA 3 is an excellent experience, but it doesn't hold up as well as the other ones for like a modern playthrough, in my opinion, at least. So I would probably put it above GTA 3.
Okay.
I really like GTA 4. I have to say, I really, really did. Because I guess, and I think this was, GTA 4 reminds me of GTA 3 the most, you know, when you think about it, it's obviously going back to the same setting as GTA 3, but it's the new first game for the HD era. They were completely developing it, you know, with more realistic everything, really, and then they had to make it much, much better in terms of graphics, in terms of everything. Across the board, everything had to be improved significantly. They couldn't just keep doing the same stuff based on the engine that they were using for the 3D era. So it kind of feels like a restart, and that's why it reminds me of GTA 3 so much. That I agree in comparison to San Andreas, which was the game that everybody, of course, was comparing it to. It's the game that everybody had played. They did everything in San Andreas. They saw all these amazing things that they could do. And then they load up GTA 4, they get into a car, they can't turn a corner, their braking distances are huge, first of all, and then you realize the lack of things that you had in San Andreas in GTA 4. And I can understand where the disappointment comes from that, but it's also a completely fresh experience. It's a completely fresh start.
Yes.
With a completely new way to play GTA. And I think, for me, I thrived on that. I loved GTA 4. And the thing that... I think San Andreas one of the reasons that I'm just thinking now of why it isn't my favorite game is because of all of the amazing things that you can do in it. Yes, they're fun, but to me, it doesn't. It slightly draws away from a you know, when you think that my perfect GTA game is Vice City, the crazy jetpacks and hydras and things like that, that's just straying a little bit too far away from what GTA, to me, in my eyes, is. It's more, you know, going towards the craziness of Saints Row, for example. So for it to come back a little bit from that to be GTA 4,
come back a little bit. It came back a lot.
Yeah. See, it did come back a lot, and it didn't do well with the storyline as well. And it did well with the storyline, but not the missions. There was a lot of go here, pick it up, go back, and there wasn't a lot of variety there. But I still completed it 100%. I still did everything that there was in that game, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that.
Did you enjoy the pigeons?
So, yeah.
Did
you like pigeons? The flying raft.
I did them. I don't know necessarily whether I enjoyed them, but I, especially considering there was 200 of them.
Yeah, 200. That's like 150 too many.
So I can understand why GTA 4 is considered people's least favorite, because just compared to the things that you can do in all the other GTA games, mainly apart from GTA 3, I guess, it is lacking in a lot of areas. But I don't mind that. I think they got the storyline really well done. The setting was really nicely done. I liked the handling of the cars. I know a lot of people didn't, because it wasn't easy enough, I guess. But I liked it. I thought it was more, like you say, authentic. And going back, and it was the first time we ever had online for a GTA as well, so that plays a big part in it. And I played the online, you know, quite a bit with the racing and stuff. But yeah, it felt now looking back, it feels like what GTA 3 was to the HD era, what GTA 3 was to the 3D era, GTA 4 is to the HD era. And if you're like, GTA 5 has kind of started with what we had at Vice City and then ended up with what we have at San Andreas, I think. It's the best way that I can sort of put it. But, you know, same with how I have the nostalgia for GTA 3. If you don't have the GTA 3, you don't get the Vice City or the San Andreas. If you don't have GTA 4, GTA 5 wouldn't be, you know, the kind of game that it is now.
Yeah. So do you think, like, GTA Online, like you said earlier, that GTA Online is kind of like the San Andreas?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the later days, you know, especially recently with the gun running and all that kind of stuff. It's turned into the San Andreas of the 3D era for me. With GTA 5, the single player game, and the early stages of online kind of fitting into that Vice City majority of San Andreas in terms of the storyline. It's just towards the end of San Andreas, when you unlock all this stuff, it gets a bit wacky, and that's kind of what GTA Online is to me now. Anyway, it's gone.
So how do you think they're going to approach GTA 6? Do you think it's going to go more ridiculous or kind of tone it back?
I don't know. I think that's a topic for an entirely other podcast. Maybe we should follow on from this episode in another episode about GTA 6. I guess if we talk about GTA 6 for an entire podcast, we can put GTA 6 in the title. We'll get a lot of views.
That's true.
Someone actually mentioned in the chat about the 3D era and the side games like Vice City Stories and Liberty City Stories. We did touch on those a little bit at the start. I don't think we need to go into those in, you know, massive
detail. They're notable enough for me to say, like, if you want to go download PCSX2 and you have a decent enough PC to run it, go play them. They're good. They're fine.
They're worth
a play. They're fine games. Yeah. But there's really nothing redeemable about it to make me say, go play this right now. You must go play this right now. Go right now.
Unlike the main series games.
Unlike the rest of the 3D era. So, you know, if you want to go play it, it's a familiar place with a whole different storyline and all new things to do. And that's, you know, why do you think that like Call of Duty is so popular? You know, like, it's familiar, but it's new. And that's what Vice City and Liberty City Stories were.
Yeah, you get to be transported back to the same worlds but with a new story, which is
nice. You can play them on original hardware too, as Mark says, but I played them on PCSX2.
Chinatown Wars, none of us really played it. Head is really good. We should try and play that, I think. You know, it's
I guess I could emulate it, I guess.
Yeah, it might be something worth trying. But so that's GTA 4. Let's get on to GTA 5.
I think we can kind of just touch on this a bit. Just we've touch on so it. Much.
I think GTA 5, I didn't enjoy the single player as much as I did GTA 4, honestly.
I don't think I enjoyed the single player at all, honestly. No.
Really? Not even a little bit?
I don't think we've talked about the single player very much. But
no, we haven't. No.
I don't know. In my opinion, GTA 5, and this goes back to the what episode was it we talked about in the poor communication of Rockstar? I don't remember what episode that was.
Three, I think.
When we were talking with Sarsh.
It seems like the people who thought up ideas for the missions and people who thought up the story were in completely different buildings and they never talked to each other. And the people with the story had some good ideas and the people with the set pieces from the missions had ideas, and then they just kind of threw it in and mixed it up and then came out with GTA 5 and it didn't work out quite that well. So... yeah, you've got three protagonists, which I didn't really like that. Honestly.
I didn't like that. I think that was the main thing. I thought the storyline itself was a kind of like, it was okay, but not bad. I thought the missions were really, really good. There were some great missions in there. Yes, like, absolutely.
See, that's what I'm saying on, is the mission guys sitting over in the other building across the street, they're really good at their job. Yeah. But the story guys...
similar to the car programming for GTA Online. The people programming the cars are really good, but the people who put them in the right classes are bad. It's the same sort of thing. But I think that the three characters took away from the experience for me a lot. The character development wasn't there. There was nothing... I don't think it warranted three characters. I get the idea of why they tried it, and... yeah, it was something new and something different and something interesting, but I think the story was worse for it.
I didn't really care about any of them.
Get triggered about chat.
No, I didn't care any of them. No, I just didn't care about the characters, to be honest, much.
No, they
I hate none Trevor.
Of them are, Trevor is awful. Let's hate on Trevor. All right, all of you people out there, oh, Trevor, he's such a great character. No, he is insane, and he is only there for comic relief. He is a bad character. He does everything for the sake of, I'm Trevor. I'm crazy.
I'm crazy.
Ooh, I'm crazy.
I'm gonna kill Johnny.
and touching on that, Lamar is not a good character either. He is an incompetent moron that only serves as comedic relief as well.
I think Lamar was the best character.
You're wrong.
To be fair, wrong. I did play mostly.
I like Brad the best.
I played mostly as Franklin, and I think the reason for that is because that was closest to what GTA has done with the storylines, where you have guy at the bottom works his way up, and then Michael and Trevor, you couldn't really
in
relate
the matter
to
of
them
five
as
minutes.
Much.
What one trip to Michael's house and Franklin has $300,000. So,
I think
after the jewel store. So.
The idea of Franklin, like his rags to riches, is what GTA always has been and was the best storyline in you know from a character perspective, but. I think the character himself really wasn't that interesting.
I'll tell you, the first portion of the game should have been about three times as long. You should have been gangbanging in Grove Street for a good 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like I think that's what should have happened.
Instead, he's filing his taxes. Like, what are you doing, Franklin?
I like I did like the concept of the heists, though. The whole heist.
The missions were good. The individual set pieces for the missions were good. It's just how they all tied back into to the story, which fell short.
And I think the kind of with GTA 4, we had the Lost and the Damned and the Ballad of Gay Tony, and we had three distinct characters that came together in that one mission at the end, and they had their own backstory and development throughout those three games. I think. When they tried to do that in one game, that's where it just didn't work.
There's just not enough time.
It wasn't enough. No, I didn't like the three characters. I think that was the main thing that took away from the single player for me. Still completed 100%, but just it just took it away too much from what I enjoyed about GTA single player, I think.
Yeah, it's just like, there's a reason why you have, in any other medium, like movies, TV, there's a reason why you have main characters and then supporting characters.
Yeah.
And with the three characters in GTA 5, it's like, yes, you get to decide who you want to be your main character, but then you don't care at all about anybody. You don't get to form any relationship with any of them because they're trying to shoehorn this three characters thing at you.
And John just triggered me again. Can I be triggered again? I'm sorry. Look, Johnny getting killed by Trevor, spoilers, is 4-year-old game. In the first introduction of Trevor's character is the stupidest garbage I've ever seen. It's so stupid. Such a compelling, interesting character from T-Lad. Just to be killed off because, woo, Trevor's crazy. Yeah. I can't stand it. I don't like GTA 5. I'm sorry. It was an awful game. I don't want to play it ever again. I'm uninstalling. I'm so triggered.
But it's not even getting triggered. It's like, this is an actual character that you've invested time in and care about because his story is so compelling.
Yeah.
And then you just whittle him down to this guy who's getting cucked. And
exactly. Like
gets stomped on.
So out of the main series, because the side ones were just considered part of the main series of that type, but out of the main series, give your order of single player only what your favorite games were.
All right, got the list from best to worst.
The list from best to worst. I mean, I can go first because I think I've got mine.
I'd like to say one more thing on the topic of the Trevor killing Johnny thing, and Trevor's crazy. Like, if they built it up, like again, if each section of the game needed to be about 5 times longer, like, if you had this whole gigantic feud with the Lost that spanned 30 or so missions, and there was real motivation behind Trevor wanting to take down Johnny to take his territory or whatever, you know, then I would be more for it if there was some character building and some interesting things going on and some actual conflict. But just, you know, you screwed my bitch. Why are you doing that? Oh, now I'm stomped. Like, no, that's just dumb.
It's my old lady.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think I agree that it was the character. There wasn't enough time for the three characters in a game like that. They needed to, they couldn't focus enough storyline into the characters, and the game suffered as a result.
Yeah. All right, let's do. Trevor, I don't like bikers or other rednecks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not to say that I think any of the GTA. I've enjoyed every single GTA I've played, and I still enjoyed GTA 5. It just wasn't as good in the storyline, in the story mode, single player, as the other GTAs personally. But let's give our let's do worst to best GTA games. We're also going to do the radio worst to best as well, radio stations, but we'll come on to that after we've done the games. And for everybody watching this on YouTube, leave a comment with your worst to best, or best to worst, whichever one you want, or just your favorite GTA game of them all. If you've played them all, if you haven't played them all, what are you doing? Go play the main series or every single one. And your best radio station as well. And if you're watching this on Twitch, put it in the chat whilst we give ours as well. So my worst single player wise is GTA 5.
That's not an opinion. You are correct. You're factually correct.
There's a big gap to then GTA 4 story, which also had issues, but I enjoyed it a lot more than GTA 5. And then there's another big gap to the top three, but the top three are all very close together. And I mentioned my top three earlier. Third place would be San Andreas. Second place is GTA 3. Vice City is the ultimate number one, but all the 3D era are very close, and they're all, you know, significantly better than 4, and then 4 is significantly better than 5, I think. It's my favorite main series.
Where would you sprinkle in the stories games, the two stories game? What gap would you sprinkle those in at?
The stories, I think I'd put them lower than GTA 4, to be honest. In fact, I might even put them... No, I wouldn't put them lower than GTA 5.
No.
But I think I'd put them lower than GTA 4.
All right. My list, worst to best, would go GTA 5. I think we can all agree on that one. This is going to be a little bit you're not gonna like this. But then three, I think.
No, I totally understand why people put three so far down.
I'm not. I haven't played three that much, and so I don't remember it as much, and it just didn't hit me as hard. Then four, then Vice City, and then San Andreas.
Yeah, I think that I feel like that. That's a pretty. That might be a pretty common thought. Maybe not four ranked as highly, but yeah, I can understand. I can understand.
Yeah, four is probably everyone's least favorite. If I had to guess, like the majority would that would be their least favorite.
Come on, chat. Let us know your best to worst games.
Yeah,
and we'll see what people think.
So best to worst probably be for me it'd be five, and then GTA 3, GTA 4, San Andreas, Vice City. That'd be your favorite.
So the same as ADT, but switch around for the
flip,
top two.
Flip one and two. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
But with the understanding that San Andreas is a measurably better game than Vice City.
Yeah, so. Of course. I think everybody can agree with that. It is.
I would hope
it is
so.
A better game.
I would hope so.
I think my favorite game is Vice City. Must have won between us three then. Overall, got two first places and a second. Vice City overall. San Andreas is second. Those two stand out definitely.
Vice City and San Andreas are definitely the best two.
They just hit. They ticked all the boxes for what they were trying to do. A lot of people are putting five and four as their last ones in the chat. I think I can understand that.
And some people are putting five as their favorite, which I
can't.
Oh, wait,
no, I'm looking at it the wrong way. Four and five as the favorite. San Andreas, a favorite. GTA 3, quite far down the order.
GTA 3 is, well, if your favorite is GTA 3, I respect your opinion.
But you don't respect it if it's five? If five is your favorite?
No, if GTA 5 is your favorite GTA game, then I cannot respect your opinion. I'm sorry.
Then you haven't played any other GTA games.
Yeah, you must not have played any other GTA. That must be the only thing. And remember here, we're talking about single player. Like, I understand
we're not talking
you put
about
7,000 hours into online, and that is your favorite thing in the world. Like, we're talking about single player here. So
yeah, single player only. We've talked about online to the death.
Enough. I don't want to play it anymore.
What about radios? What's your order for radio stations?
See, I'm not gonna say anything about 3 because again, I don't really remember that much about 3. Mm. I should probably go back and play that.
Yeah, I would.
So I'm gonna say worst radio station, GTA 4. I'm not a huge fan of GTA 4's
radios.
You
know, like the grunge rock kind of theme that
it's good hip hop on it. A lot better than GTA 5. I'm gonna go 4, 5. Not counting 3 because I don't really remember 3. San Andreas, Vice City.
Yeah. What about you, Nos?
I think I'd have to agree with him. The only thing, GTA 3's radio, the track selection was so small.
Yeah,
I
that
don't
was the only
think
thing. Yeah.
I can't reasonably put it above. It has to be the worst for me. Like, it's not in overall quality. Like, the talk radio was great on GTA 3, which we're just talking about music and the licensed soundtrack. GTA 3 it doesn't have enough. It does not
That's
have
the
enough.
Thing.
The overall theme is okay, but it doesn't have enough. Like, there are only so many times I can listen to Rush Rush to the AO, or that's Vice City, excuse me, Push It to the Limit. There's so many times.
So many times you can listen to Laszlo talk to the same guests over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, we can't reasonably put GTA 3 against the other four main series games when it comes to the radio, because it was the first one of its kind and it was so low. But Flash FM and Chatterbox are two of my all-time favorite radio stations on any GTA game. So I love those two radio stations in particular from GTA 3, and I have all the songs from Flash and all the Chatterbox things on my phone to listen to if I ever want to. Because, just, again, the nostalgia, and they're so funny, and the games themselves, I think the songs themselves are really good on Flash. But yeah, you can't realistically put them up against the others because they're just in a different league entirely. Go on, what's your final
favorite
list?
Station?
Yeah. No, what's your list with You said
just best
same,
radio.
Same overall. As RDT at the top, at the bottom even. Yeah. What about San Andreas and Vice City?
I don't know. I mainly listened to the rock, I'd say, back when I played the 3D era. So I don't know. I think I'll have to put San Andreas above Vice City, but yeah, just okay. Only barely. Only yeah. Barely. They're basically both the same in yeah. Quality. They're both amazing. But the GTA San Andreas radio, I think, appealed to me.
Play Freebird.
Just in general music. Now, the Vice City's radio fit the theme of Vice City and was perfect. But K-Rose is an amazing radio station.
Yeah.
Like, that is how you do a country radio station. All terrestrial country radio stations in the U.S. should be like that.
The thing is, with GTA 4 and GTA 5, I have primarily listened to the rock stations, but it wasn't like that with the older games. I probably did when it came to San Andreas, but the San Andreas radio really didn't... there's no lasting memories of the San Andreas radio now that I think about it.
Really?
It's probably because Rod it's been Stewart? So long again, but I still... From what I can remember, I do rate it very highly, and I think I probably still put San Andreas as my second best in radio stations. But I change and different with you guys because I think GTA 4's radio was better than GTA 5. I think if you discount GTA 3, for me personally, the radio stations get progressively worse from each game from Vice City onwards. Vice City is my ultimate number one. I love 80s music anyway. So there were so many radio stations in that game that I enjoyed listening to. There were some great songs, obviously, on San Andreas. You know, I think there was Ozzy Osbourne and Dio and all those in San Andreas. So now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, it was great, but not as good as Vice City. And then GTA 4 had the really, really... I thought the rock station on there was really, really good. It was certainly better than the rock station on GTA 5.
Yeah, it had the kind of like late 90s, early 2000s grunge rock kind of like feel.
Oh, yeah,
to
Dio
it,
was really on GTA 4, sorry, not GTA San Andreas, but yeah.
Again, but the rock station in GTA 4 really fit the theme.
Yeah,
like it feels like the radio station that you should be listening to. That or Vladistok or however you say it.
I like the R&B station as well. I listened to that quite a bit.
Yeah, it was, I mean, they're all good.
But to me, it was more the it's more that I think the there's been more variety in the types of songs and the themes and genres of music that is in each game progressively, but I've liked less and less of the songs in each game progressively.
Well, that'll happen. You diversify.
Yeah, that's it.
All less things are going to be to your taste. I mean, did Vice City even have a country station?
It does when you're in the countryside, right? Oh, Vice City, sorry. I thought you said GTA 5. I don't know why I thought you said it. I was thinking of GTA 5.
No.
I don't think Vice City had it. Vice City didn't have any kind of country. It was...
Yeah. It was all 80s.
It was all about its 80s theme.
Yeah.
Which I loved, so that was my best... I think that's the best soundtrack to a game ever, Vice City. But I definitely like GTA 5. GTA 5 the worst.
I gotta agree with the love for Radio Mirror Park, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
I can take
it. No, shut up. It's great.
But
the rock station has some good songs, but it just wasn't as good. I think that for me, they progressively get worse anyway. The radio stations.
I think Rebel Radio is okay. I think, and I don't know. The most redeeming thing about GTA 5's radio is probably Kenny Loggins being the DJ for the rock radio station.
Yeah,
I think that's the only redeemable thing, and Space as well. Space is fantastic. I will give it that.
Yeah,
and
Space is a fantastic.
And then you have the Lowdown too, which is my favorite radio station. GTA 5.
Lowdown's good.
Which has old school soul in it, which is something that hasn't been in GTA.
Yeah,
5,
that's
or GTA
true. Now that
general.
I think about it, there were some good ones, but I still don't.
GTA 5's got the largest spread of genres.
Yeah, it does
across
it does.
The series.
But I still don't rate it as high as GTA 4's. I think. I like the songs better from GTA 4.
Brutal rap music in GTA 5. Absolutely terrible. There's a couple Kendrick Lamar songs, but the rap is so bad in GTA 5.
Yeah. And it seems like they have those the people who were on the radio in GTA 5 now on the live streams on GTA Online and all this stuff, and I've never heard of them. And
Scooter. I have no idea who that person is.
Who are you? Honestly.
But yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, let us know. Let us know in the comments what your favorite GTAs are or radio stations are. Do you agree with us? Maybe not. Everybody has their own opinions and they're all different. But yeah, it's been nice to talk about GTA or GTA games.
It has been.
Should we go on to our regular segments now?
I think we should.
It's a little bit later than what we actually normally do these, but hopefully we'll get it all fit in. If anyone wants to ask any questions, feel free to get into Discord on the Choke chat, the phone bank, that's what it's called, and the Choking Hazard podcast phone bank. You can ask your question and we'll have you
in.
For
Patreon supporters, subscribers, and regulars, just hop in Discord. There's the link right there from exclamation Discord. Hop in here. MB Hammer will take your question, and we will answer your question.
Obviously, Case Master, I'm talking about Radio Los Santos, not West Coast Classics. Yeah. Radio Los Santos is just rap.
He's talking modern rap. Good choice of modern rap.
If we're talking about old school hip hop, that's completely different. But
You know, obviously, if you're watching this as a YouTube video or listening to it, feel free to come by the Twitch channel on Fridays, 7 p.m. UK time. You can listen to us and watch us do this live, get involved and ask your questions in this portion of the podcast. This is a community-oriented podcast. That's why we got the chat up there as well. But let's do another community-oriented thing now that we're talking about that. Ooh. And do the Choke of the Week.
Choke of the Week.
Let's take us right into the Choking Hazard podcast. Choke of the Week.
So for those who don't know, that you guys can submit your chokes to us and we will choose which ones are our favorites, but then also those who are here watching will choose their favorites as well. All right. Let's. I haven't actually seen any of these yet. So
professional.
So let's see when you hit play.
Hitting play now. All right. Bloody squirrels, huh?
Stunt track in the Wagner. Coming up to a ramp on the boost pads, picking up speed, scraping the wall a little sideways. Oh, look! We've encountered another car.
Oh, wow.
And what a landing.
Issues.
What a landing. And what position was he in there? Battling for first?
He was battling for first, second position.
And down into sixth.
On the last lap, I believe.
It's amazing.
Yep, there's everyone coming into the finish now. And here comes the GP1 attempting to destroy him as well.
The Chrome GP1, of course, and he has...
Yeah, and he does. Completely destroys him. Oh. Yes.
Yeah! That's
a rough go with things.
That's rough.
As they say in the streets.
That feels bad. Feels bad.
All right. Next up, we got C. Wilson. Top 5 is not always possible.
No, it is
oh,
not.
Oh, this was on the stream. This was on Wednesday.
I know this all too well. Yeah. Dominator race car coming down this hill section into the chicane. What does this pedal on the left do? It does nothing. It does absolutely nothing.
Top 5 is ruined. Because I guess in that race I was wishing him to choke, but since, you know, to keep up the top 5 as possible. But...
now you see the reality. Yeah.
Here we go. Look at this. Going retro style. We got a detonation bar on screen. We're on a mission. We've got a car. We can't have this. And
oh, wow.
And if you haven't played that mission, you should know that that car is very, very, very fragile. And you have to get all the way there through the city without destroying it. And...
So he'd driven it into the garage as well for it to explode at that point.
Oh. Heartbreaking.
I'll play all these through again once more. But the third one was from MD00150028.
What?
Yeah, all the numbers. So we got mid-air issues from Bloody Squirrels. We got top 5 not always possible from C. Wilson. I was happy about it though. I managed to get top 5 thanks to his mistake on the last lap. And the last corner of the last lap, and then MD with the GTA 3 mission. If you're listening to this, just go to about an hour into the podcast, or you can look down below in the description on the YouTube video, and it has the regular segments tag listed there, and you'll be able to see it. And see these chalks in all their glory, and we'll see what the chat think is their favourite. Have you guys formed an opinion on what your favourite
chalk? I have, absolutely.
I think I've got mine as well.
Known mine for hours.
Yeah, yes. I this is the first time I've watched them, but I think I've got mine. Get ready to enjoy a life of luxury.
All right. So, I feel like votes. What do we do here?
If Bloody Squirrels didn't hit the side of the wall, do you think you would have hit that other the first place driver?
Are we gonna go back and replay here?
I've already analyze. Watched them again, so we've seen them enough. But I think I don't know.
You would hit him anyway.
I have my decision. It's gonna be interesting to see what everybody thinks. Because I still feel like we haven't got a chalk as such, like a. We haven't got what you would consider to be a standard chalk. How did the third one happen?
It was tricky this week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Get your submissions in, guys. If you have more chalks, get your submissions in.
Yeah, exclamation your chokes and submit your choke of the week.
Or the link's in the description if you want to see
it. He hit the back wall of the garage.
Oh, that's what it was.
He didn't break enough and hit the back wall of the garage.
Right, okay.
So he got all the way there, going through traffic and bumps and everything. And you saw the detonation bar was
It was, you know, close.
Should have known.
And then kaboom!
All right, okay. Let's see.
So we do have a winner.
Okay.
In third place was the mid-air mishap. From Bloody Squirrels. In second place was C. Wilson's Top 5 Not Always Possible.
Ah.
And in first place, GTA 3.
Congratulations to MD plus some numbers. You were terrible. Congratulations.
Congratulations for being terrible.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
What I would have voted for.
You did horrible. That was my choice as well, actually.
Yes, that was also my choice. So good.
And it was kind of perfect as well for the theme of what we've been talking about with the old GTA games. But it was also the best choke of all of them, I think.
Yeah, it's that is something that makes a 12-year-old throw a PS2 controller through a TV. through a CRT monitor or something. You throw that thing in there, glass shatters. That's what happens.
My old 14-inch square.
Don't forget Panasonic. We rolled with a Zenith at my house, man.
Good job, MD00150028. You are terrible.
Fantastic job. You are terrible.
Good work.
All right, so next up, RDT's Apple Juice Corner, maybe? Apple Juice Minute, sorry.
It's not a corner, it's a minute.
All right, well, we're getting real close to the bottom of the barrel here, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, real close.
It's getting real close. There's only, I think, one more notch that we can possibly go down after this week. But the redeeming factors about this brew, it's a real working class beer, real blue collar. Okay. If you're at the register and you're not wearing some steel toe work boots, I don't think they even let you buy it. This is for the man's man. This is for somebody that's so American that they piss red, white, and blue. Actually, that's probably more of a STD, but still, freedom comes in many different shapes and sizes and colors. And my color happens to be blue and gold with a good old bush.
Yeah.
We're sitting here brewed in the USA. Tastes like elk piss. And just goes down so smooth. Drink down a bush beer.
Almost gagging.
So good.
I'm guessing that isn't a good beer then.
It's not great.
I'm curious to see what the one notch is that we can go further than that. But
I know.
Okay, so an apple juice minute showing not just the best of the beers, but also the very worst of the beers.
The worst.
Yes,
covering
spread
all
it out
the
here.
Full spectrum of apple juice in RDT's apple juice mini. He leaves no stone unturned.
Nah. I won't stop until my job is complete.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's do a little bit of Bruffy's Racing Corner.
Okay.
We can touch on the Hungarian Grand Prix, which is happening this weekend. Daniel Ricciardo has topped the two practice sessions. By the time people watch this on YouTube, the race will have been done and they'll know who's won. But so far, Red Bull with Daniel Ricciardo have topped the first two practice sessions, which is
good news for me. Yeah. Because he is officially my favorite driver. We discussed that.
Yeah, I like Ricciardo. Weeks ago.
He is definitely my favorite F1 driver by far.
Yeah, he's a good one. So, you know, if Red Bull are up there now in the order, it's not a very power sensitive circuit, the Hungaroring. So maybe Red Bull can actually do something and mix it with the Ferraris and the Mercedes. There's only 1 point now between Vettel and Hamilton at the top of the championship after Silverstone's craziness. So if Red Bull are mixing in with that as well, this could get very interesting. All six people going for the win in those top three teams, but those top three teams are significantly ahead of everything else. But I think we should have you guys watch it. Watch the Hungarian Grand Prix.
I will try my best to catch it.
And we'll talk about it next week. Having said that, normally not too many overtakes. It's very difficult to overtake on that circuit, but we'll see. There's been action before. Also the MCC.
MCC.
That falls into Bruffy's Racing Corner as well. All GT2 drivers on our respective platforms. RDT on Xbox One, NOS on PC, me on PS4. How do you feel round one went?
Awful. It's awful.
Terrible.
I drove like garbage. Really, I drove
the
like
worst.
Hot garbage. So okay. I commentated the PS4 race faster than I got around the track in the vodka. I hate the vodka, and I don't like you for choosing it. And I raced poorly, and I'm very sad. So
were
awful.
You RDT? Were you fifth? Did you finish fifth?
Yeah, but I was like second to last of the people that actually showed up. So.
Yeah, but I mean, still, we were talking about this middle point of absolute mediocrity. We're in GT2, so we are in the middle zone, and you hit that absolute perfect point of fifth in out of nine, and then me and Nos balanced it out as well with the first and the ninth. So
yeah,
cover all our bases.
Yeah, cover everything. Yeah.
Everybody, come and watch live when they're on the MCC. We got some. Good coverage for it, but I obviously spectate the Xbox One and PC races, and NOS and RDT spectate the PS4 race with the commentary. It's we got some good coverage of the MCC this year when it comes to
the
live
stuff.
Yeah, the
commentary of the PS4 race was excellent. Yeah. I highly suggest that anyone, self-promotion inbound, I highly suggest that if you want to watch the PS4 race and Bruffs, you know, not feeling too talkative, you come on over, we'll talk to you, you can watch multiple views, it'll be a good time. But keep Bruff open in another tab, though. Can't take his viewers from him. So, you know,
he's very sensitive about that.
I worked hard for those viewers. I didn't just use somebody else's views to get views for myself.
That's obviously the reason they showed up. That's why.
Okay, fair enough. The videos should be a lot better this year as well.
I'm looking forward to it.
The videos are going to be more like what we had for season 2, but better, I think, as well. Just a bit more, and we're going to cover. I'm planning to cover all three platforms in the videos, but I'm not going to focus on Xbox One and PC as much. It's kind of going to be like 5 minutes for each platform at the end of the video. You know, the main talking points of what happened, a few shots in there of the main things and who won and things like that, just to keep people up to date on the fact that there are championships going there as well. But I need to sort of with the video. It's only going to be one video. I need to focus on. I guess more so my perspective of the MCC this year, like I did for season 2, and then try to cover as much as I can of all the other races on all the other platforms. It's just the PS4 is going to get more coverage of that from other GTs because I'm part of it as well. But yeah, we're going to be covering all the platforms in one video, going to be long videos. Get your popcorn ready. Hopefully it should be out next week.
It's going to be a show.
All right. I think we've only got one caller for the...
Only one caller today.
Fantastic.
Phone bank. So Mr. Mega Mario always comes up with the good questions.
He does. He is a regular caller, and we love having him on the show. So, hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast, the show where you hand us a mic and we'll choke on it. What's your question?
Oh, geez. Sounds like a fun time. Anyway, my question for all of you is sort of a long one, maybe, but if you were to have one feature, game mechanic, etc., from the older series of GTA games into GTA 5, what would it be? Also vice versa, 5 to, like, the older games.
Is quality just a feature? Can we just inject sheer quality into GTA 5? Is that a reasonable answer?
Sheer quality. Not so salty about GTA 5.
Is that something
you're talking you really about do the not online like recently? GTA 5. Maybe.
No, I'm talking about the single player.
Yeah.
I think like the RPG kind of factor that we were talking about with San Andreas.
Yeah, I agree.
Just character customization and the ability to change your shape, like your what shape you're in. Eating is a necessity. I think that was a lot of fun, even though it could be cumbersome at times. Yeah, I think it was a lot of fun to have that kind of control over how your character looks.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think I agree. I was initially going to say. It was very, very specific. I was initially going to say the handling closer to GTA 4 than GTA 5 for so many reasons, but that's mainly thinking about online and care boosting.
Yeah, somewhere in between would be a good
middle. Yeah, but that's more thinking about online. When it comes to just the single player, yeah, I have to agree. I think GTA 5 it does the single player lack that RPG element that the other games had, specifically San Andreas and GTA 4.
It's the only game that had that.
Oh, yeah, of course, GTA 4. GTA Vice City had it a little bit. It was the start of it with the buying property and things like that. And there was the first point you could have different clothes, and then San Andreas took it to the next level. And then nothing had GTA. There was nothing in GTA 4, basically. And GTA 5 is kind of the same. And that was, again, because we've had three protagonists to look after. You dumb down on everything else. We'll probably touch on this when it comes to GTA 6 topic, but I honestly think that the next GTA game is going to be a hybrid online experience with storyline where you create your character and you customize your character with all of this RPG stuff.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I think, cause, and then microtransactions, of course. We'll get into all that on the GTA 6 thing. But I think the RPG element could come back. And if we're looking at, you know, the next game, I think that GTA is so many things to so many people that it tries to get everything into one game. And I think San Andreas did that the best. But maybe we'll see a bit more of that. You know, future GTA, maybe they're gonna try to. I mean, where do you go next for GTA 5? You gotta do something completely different again, but I hope they do something without three characters. I hope they just bring it back to more 3D type stuff, because that was where GTA was at its peak for me. But yeah, I agree with that. The RPG stuff, I think. Yeah. Thank you for the question, Mr. Mega Mario.
Thank you for the question.
No problem.
as he got booted out,
get him out of here.
We hung up and moved him.
No problem. Gone.
We do actually. We've just this minute received a write-in question.
We just had MB Hammer run out. Check the mail.
Yep. Yeah,
it was. The mail. There was less there than snail we thought
it'd be. Yeah. Yep. It's from L. Shelby, and L. Shelby writes, "Could you ask all three of you guys?" Who your favorite character is in GTA San Andreas?
It's a good question.
Only San Andreas, because I saw the question in the chat earlier about favorite protagonist. For me, that's Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah, well, but we're not talking protagonist. We're talking
about all overall characters, but only from San Andreas.
Yes.
I can't. See, this is the thing about San Andreas. I can't remember. It's been so long since I played it. I can't remember a lot about it.
Big smoke for the memes. The memes. Yes.
What was that one character's name?
Speaking of Big Smoke,
the answer or something? I don't know. The hippie guy.
The truth. All of the when he's giving the takeout. You know, I want a 5, a 7, or whatever it is, and he lasts it for so long.
I want 2 number 9s, yeah. A number 9 large, yeah. A number 6 with extra dip, 2 number 45s, 1 with cheese, and a large soda.
Somebody put this on Twitter, and it was like a mind blowing thing that he was doing. He didn't want all that food. He was just waiting for the ballers to come and attack them, or whatever it was. Like, you know, mind blown. Didn't even think about that until I saw it on Twitter and someone.
Yeah,
and
that was everyone else's order. That he was doing, but his order was still kind of big.
Ochi Loke, I've forgotten about Ochi Loke somehow.
I don't think I have an answer for it because no characters are really standing out to me.
I like the truth
because it's been so long.
I like Woozy. I think
he is hilarious. He has some of the funniest cutscenes.
Woozy is hilarious. So I think I'll go for Woozy.
What was the line that he's like? Says something about him being black. He's like. What? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember. I know there was something about that.
The only character that really sticks out to me is Samuel L. Jackson's cop character.
Yeah, Officer Tenpenny.
Tenpenny, that's it.
I liked him.
Cop car's been on my
That would be what I'd say right week. Now, but I need to play San Andreas again, to be honest. I think. All right. No, this was fun talking about old GTA games.
I got the line for you though, RDT. I think CJ said something along the lines of like, you know, I'm black, right? And Woozy said, I'm blind, Carl, not stupid. that was the yeah. Strange just posted.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
Good stuff.
And he's like beating him in video games. He's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for this week. Any final thoughts?
Final thought. I do have a final thought. We didn't touch on Vice City and Liberty City Stories at all, but we must recognize before we end the greatest musical moment in all of GTA history, which was Phil Collins in GTA Vice City. Could we just give thanks for Phil Collins being in Vice City? That was Vice City Stories, rather. That was so good. That was so good.
I completely forgot about that.
I know. Wow, I played it recently. That's the only reason I remembered it. So
I wish I was a full-time streamer. I would play all the games.
Yes.
Man, we'll probably talk about MCC next week, right?
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you guys for watching. Hope you all enjoyed. Let us know in the comments if you're still enjoying this, and if you think we want, if you've got any topics that we want to talk about, if you want us to talk about, rather. And yeah, feel free to tune in on Fridays for those of you who are not watching this live, or every download Friday, it weekly. If you want to listen to it. And we got all the ways.
On the go, when you're driving, when you're on the treadmill, whenever you feel the need that you would listen to the radio or something. But you want to listen to us instead. Just do that for me.
Do that for us. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for watching. See you all later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.